Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
And I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
We're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
All right, welcome back to the Back in Time Pod. This is teaser trailer episode. We are discussing the 1998 film, The Big Lebowski. My name is Kyle Autry, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, JD. Big Tuna, how you doing, bud?
Feeling kind of Carpathian, a little Moldovan tonight.
Why is that?
I'll never tell you, you snitch.
Snitches get stitches, huh? JD, say hello to the new listeners here. We got a bunch of new listeners. The podcast's growing. Say a little something.
Yeah, big thank you to our new listeners. Anybody that this is their first time, you picked a great episode to be a part of. Big Lebowski is obviously a cult classic film that's a part of lots of our lives. I'm super looking forward to reviewing it. I know Kyle is as well. So we appreciate you engaging with us. We appreciate you listening. And by all means, give us your feedback. Good, bad, love, hate, quote, whatever you need, whatever you want. Let us soothe your needs.
Yeah. And if you guys are listening to this episode right now on any podcast app, stop what you're doing. Take 2 minutes. Give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review. That's the only way we're going to be able to continue to grow this podcast is by having you guys be our word of mouth. So help spread the word. We're on Twitter at Back in Time Pod, on Instagram at Back in Time Pod, and then we're on Facebook, WordPress, with our website, backintime.wordpress.com. I want to also thank our sponsor that's bringing you this episode completely for free. That is Bunny17 Media. Go there now. You save 15% on your entire order. Just type in the promo code Back in Time at checkout. Again, that's bunny17media.com. And they've got all your books and comics and a bunch of really cool things on there. Check them out. We're going to hop into the episode here. So, you know, real quick, JD, we'll jump into the DeLorean and take a quick spin around the block. Let's talk about last week's episode. And what was your feedback on Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
So happy that Ace Ventura won the poll for last week's episode. It was good to get the feedback that people were sort of responding to, you know, what we were saying about stringy Jim Carrey, his comedy, his shtick, and like the way that the movie and the comedy keeps up over time. Nothing but good things. If I misunderstood what you were saying, tweet us your hate. But you guys voted for the episode, so it's on you.
Awesome. And with this episode, we're celebrating 20-year anniversary for The Big Lebowski. So the film actually came out on the day that our full episode is going to drop on Wednesday, which I believe, I don't have notes in front of me, it was either March 5th or March 6th. Don't shoot the messenger here. But JD, give me your first memories of Big Lebowski. Was this a movie that you caught early on or something that you found out about years later?
This was a movie that I watched with my older brother, and we rented it from Family Video, if you Midwesterners remember Family Video.
Love me Family Video, especially the section all the way in the back corner. Continue.
Love the cowboy door section. There's a lot of great films to be had back there, like The Big Schlongbowski. No, this was a movie that I remember my older brother sort of, he came home one day, he was a few years older than me, and he was like, hey, I rented this on VHS. Do you want to watch it? I had seen the trailers. This was, had to have been like 1999. I'm still, you know, 13, 14 years old. And I was like, you know, game on. Let's do it. Watched it. Admittedly, probably didn't understand 75% of the movie. When I rewatched it in college, probably didn't understand 50% of the movie. Watching it as an adult, probably don't understand 25% of the movie. But it definitely, it ages well, it grows with you, and the comedy transcends time and space.
You know, one of the things I'll add to that is I don't think I saw this movie until it was out for at least 5 years. I think I saw this right around like 2003. I'm thinking senior year of high school, early college. And this has come to become one of my favorite movies of all time. In fact, I'm actually part of the Big Lebowski fan club on Facebook where people post, and I'll give out the page here at the end of the episode if you want to check it out. But this movie has such a cult following. I don't know if you even know this, JD, but they actually have a yearly festival every year called Lebowski Fest. And you can go to LebowskiFest.com. They're going to have two festivals this year, one in Los Angeles in May 25th, 26th, and they're having a second one in Kentucky, July 20th and the 21st. JD, assuming this episode goes really well and we both love the film, why are we not going to be at the festival in Kentucky? I think we should.
I will start growing my facial hair. I have not cut my head hair since October.
Ooh, nice.
So I've got a good mane going on. So, and I've got a closet full of cardigans. So I'm ready. I'm primed. I'm fully torqued for it.
I mean, I'm not going to go as far to give myself a flat top, but I can definitely find the orange tinted glasses or yellow tinted glasses. I think I'm pretty much like the same exact size as John Goodman. So I think it would work good for me to walk around and go, Donnie, you're out of your element, and just have some fun.
Little Folgers can full of ashes.
Dude, the issue is not the issue. Fucking Chinaman. Anyway, I'm definitely interested in going. We should revisit that in like July. Let's jump into the trailer. So that's what this episode is all about. We break down and look at the original trailers for these movies. So we're going to go back to 1998. Go ahead and pull up your YouTube, and we're going to type in the Big Lebowski official trailer, and we're going to be looking for official trailer number 2 by Movie Clips Trailer Vault. And if you're wondering why we're not doing trailer number 1, you'll thank me later. Go ahead and watch it. It was so bad. I was really happy to find a trailer number 2. And I didn't even watch this all the way through, so this one's way better, though. We're going to do a 3-2-1 click, and we will watch this thing together. JD, are you cocked and loaded on your end?
Just pulled my pants up, greased up my hair. I'm ready to roll.
Let's slide it in the old butthole. Here we go. 3-2-1 click.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. You know, that or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Employed?
You like sex, Mr. Lebowski.
Is this your only ID?
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski.
Jeff Lebowski, the other Lebowski, the millionaire.
I received this ransom note this morning.
This is the bummer, man.
They want you to take the money and act as courier.
My hangman.
What the hell is this?
My dirty undies, dude. The wife.
Let's take that hill!
Why should we settle for 20 grand when we can keep the entire million?
I know you're mixed up in all this.
Playing one side against the other in bed with everybody.
Blow them.
Huh? Fabulous stuff.
What?
Who's sitting on $1 million?
We want some money.
Ah, sitting in the trunk of our car.
Where is my damn money?
Say, dude, where is your car?
Who's got your undies, Walter?
This is a very complicated case, Maude. You know, a lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Is this your homework, Larry?
And I would like my undies back.
A lot of strands to keep in my head, man.
Whoa! Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage there, huh?
I like your style, dude.
I have no choice but to tell these bums to do whatever is necessary to recover their money from you.
They were Nazis, dude?
They were nihilists, man. They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Better run to the jungle. Better run to the jungle.
Well, yeah.
You cannot drag this negative energy into the tournament.
Jeffrey.
Bond.
Love me.
That's my robe.
I'm throwing rocks tonight.
It don't matter to Jesus. This could be a lot more complex. I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
All right, JD, I'll let you go first. What is your thought on the trailer?
So of all of the trailers that we've watched and all the times that we've jumped into the DeLorean, I never laughed as hard as I did while rewatching this. Like, I haven't seen this movie in a few years, but I was busting a gut.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super stoked about watching this movie. Like, all, like, every little, like, inch and, like, section of comedy and, like, the nuances of performance, like, everything just is, like, bubbling back up to the surface. And I'm, like, super excited.
Yeah, man, this movie is so good. The writing is so good. The characters are so good. I can't wait. I've never seen this trailer, so I was laughing the entire time. I think they do a good job of kind of piecing together a little bit of everything. And I can't look at Jesus Quintana and not say pederast to myself, which is what Walter calls him. And then Donnie goes, Walter, what's a pederast? Donnie, you're out of your element. It's just so good. I can't wait to get into this full review. What do you kind of, I know we talked about this at the end of last episode, but are there any specific things that you're looking for as far as like wanting to jump into when we get into the movie?
I definitely like all of the spiritual and philosophical elements of this movie. You know, the nihilism and the way that the characters are written.
Yep.
And, you know,
nihilist, pacifist.
Yeah, there's so much to it. And, like, there's so many different characters that play off of one another. And the way that they sort of force the story forward, like, the Coens do an amazing job that. I don't even know if they fully realized what they were creating at the time when they came up with this film. It's just,
yeah,
it's a dark comedy. It's dramatic. It's scary. It's philosophical. I mean, there's so much to be had from this movie.
Definitely. Let's jump into the box office numbers here. So The Big Lebowski debuted at the box office on March 6, 1998, exactly almost 20 years ago, 2 days short, and it came out to 1,207 screens with a runtime of 117 minutes. The film was distributed by Gramercy with an estimated budget of $15 million. Real quick, JD, I don't remember any other movies that came out from Gramercy. And I'm a little surprised that the budget is so much. Did that surprise you at all?
A little bit, considering, you know, how this movie is so grounded in a lot of terms.
So The Big Lebowski would open number 6 at the box office with an opening weekend of $5.5 million. Second week, they held strong at the number 6 mark, bringing in an additional $3.5 million. The 10-day total was about $10.7 million. There was no schoolyard effect in this film, though. They would stay in theater for only 4 weeks domestically before dropping to select theaters with only a few hundred screens. In total, the film would stay in theaters for 11 weeks and bring in a $17.5 million return domestically, which does recoup their budget plus $2.5 million. JD, surprised at all by the numbers?
You know, a little bit surprised. I think that this movie, when it came out, for who it came out for, sort of had like, I feel like it met mixed audiences at different times of different people's lives, being that it's a 90s movie, but it's not a 90s movie, being that it's an adult movie, but sort of before its time. It's not mumblecore, but it like falls in line with a lot of Wes Anderson movies. Like,
yeah.
I can see there being a lot of like pros and cons for why it did as well as it could have done, and then like why it didn't do as brilliant as it should have.
Now, I left some numbers out intentionally because these were a big shock for me. They had some really good international box office numbers here. So they brought in an additional $28.7 million internationally, which brought their worldwide total to $46,189,568. This is always difficult to track, but I did find some DVD and Blu-ray sales for the film as well. And as of 2008, DVD sales for this film were over 23 million and an additional 3 million in Blu-ray, which I'm sure those numbers have gone up because they've put out special edition and a couple other things in the past couple years. In total, if you add in the DVD and Blu-rays, we're looking at over 72 million on a $15 million budget. So that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's nothing to sneeze at all.
So as we always do, why don't we do a top 10 movies of the week for March 6, 1998? Number one movie in the box office on March 6th was Titanic, which made $17 million that weekend, and it was in week 12. So at that point, they had already grossed $449 million at that point. Number two at the box office, U.S. Marshals, which was also debuting. Number three was The Wedding Singer. Number four was Twilight, not to be confused with the 2000 Twilight. Number five was Hush, which also debuted that weekend as well. Number six, The Big Lebowski. Number seven, Good Will Hunting. Number eight, As Good as It Gets. Number nine, Dark City. And number 10, The Borrowers. JD, any standouts for you on that list in March 6th?
I definitely saw Dark City that opening weekend.
Nice. I don't remember that one. Fill me in.
It's a great movie that takes place in like a futuristic dark city where humans are sort of the subject to, and this will be a great movie if we review one day. I don't know that we have, it's like a 3-hour episode if we read, if we review it, but humans are basically experimented on and put, like, every night you go to sleep, you wake up in a different light. And then it's like this, like, alien race, they study us humans and then they reshuffle your existence.
Cool. Yeah. I'm checking out on IMDb now. Pretty good cast for that movie too. Kiefer Sutherland, Jennifer Connelly, William Hurt.
It's a pretty good movie. It's a movie in 1998. I probably had not quite a great idea what was going on in it, but I loved the visuals and they gave me a great respect for like that sort of, the colors that cinematography can provide to a film.
Yeah. I can remember seeing The Wedding Singer in theaters. I can remember seeing As Good as It Gets. And I believe I saw Hush as well. Which is a thriller. So pretty good movies in there. Even U.S. Marshals, I believe that's Tommy Lee Jones and Wesley Snipes, right?
Yeah, that was a winner of a movie too.
Yeah. And then you got Titanic just floating around at number one spot 12 weeks in. That's crazy. If we ever do like a 7-hour episode, that'll be a good one. Let's talk about some critic and audience response here. And as always, we're going to use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of the audience. And just to confirm, I have not sent you the numbers prior, and you do not have them up in front of your computer, correct?
That is correct.
All right. All right, great. So let's jump into it. What do you think the critic response was for The Big Lebowski?
So my initial reaction is that critics responded well to this movie, that they appreciated the storytelling, that they appreciated the acting, that they appreciated the music. I feel that, as oftentimes happens with Coen Brothers movies, that the flair that they bring to their visual element can sort of ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will say, like, you know, they'll review, like, people that have seen Fargo will be like, oh, I found it boring. But it's like you have to look between the moments where you're not getting people shoved into wood chippers.
Yeah.
To find, you know, the comedy and the action and, like the idiosyncrasies of the characters. So I'm going to say that the critics came out positively, and I'm going to say 84%.
Okay. How about the audience response?
So knowing that this is a cult classic movie, sort of tells me that maybe the audience didn't come to bat right away, especially given, you know, it did well. It came out in a weekend with a lot of other movies. Where I wonder if people didn't necessarily rate it as highly as they should have or could have, but I know that it's since had like a resurgence of popularity. So I'm gonna give it an even 84%. I'm gonna go, you know, nuts to bolts for both.
Okay. All right, great. So the critic response was an 81% certified fresh. So great guess there. And the audience response was 94% certified fresh. Apparently, the guys that did vote for this movie voted for it and rated it very highly on the audience side. Does that surprise you at all that the audience score is so high?
It doesn't necessarily surprise me. It definitely makes me happy to know that people came out to bat like so positively for it. So like I was worried that people didn't, as we've seen, you know, previously with movies that we've done this with, where it's like, you know, you want everybody to come out so high and, you know, give it all, you know, with such great regard, and then they don't necessarily do it. But I'm definitely excited that people voted this one so high.
Yeah. And I would love to know what those ratings were like the first week it came out, because I'm assuming that these ratings have grown over time. And more critics have responded and submitted their reviews, and more audience people have voted and put in their scores. So I'm sure it's climbed as the years have gone on. But let's listen to some of the critics here. We did get some really good reviews. Owen Gleiberman of Entertainment Weekly said, "Nearly everything in The Big Lebowski is a put-on. And all that leaves you with is the Coens' bizarrely over-deliberate, almost Teutonic form of rib-nudging." What'd you think of Owen Gleiberman's review here?
I think that's a great way of putting it, especially, you know, as he acknowledges what the Coens can do and what the performances bring. And I love the term rib nudging, and I will be using that tomorrow casually.
Andrew Saris of the New York Observer said, "The result is a lot of laughs and a feeling of awe towards the craftsmanship involved. I doubt there'll be anything else like it the rest of the year." Pretty strong review. Basically called it the best movie of the year.
Dude, I would of its kind. I would go as far to say is there may never be a movie like The Big Lebowski for the rest of humanity.
It's like, realistically. It'd be tough to duplicate something this good with the quality of actors and actresses involved and the directors and the writing. Yeah, just like capturing lightning in a bottle for 2 hours. So good. So that's it. We're going to be back on Wednesday with the full episode. So get ready to strap in. It might be a long one. The notes are very diligent on my end because there is a ton of dialogue. So I'm probably going to do a lot of clip insertion so I don't have to type out 100,000 words. So we'll be back with that on Wednesday, again, with the full episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on iTunes. All full episodes are up there. We've got a whole catalog now. We're officially 30 episodes deep, and that includes teaser trailers as well. So we're really closer to like 60 episodes. So get back on there and check out all those previous episodes and listen to them. All the full episodes and most of the teaser trailers are up on YouTube now. And remember to rate us, give us a thumbs up on there, and subscribe to us on YouTube. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/backintimepod. And then on Twitter, Instagram, as always, it's backintimepod. And we're going to climb back into the DeLorean. We're going to punch in today's date and return back to present day. We will talk with you on Wednesday. We're out of here.
You're out of your element, Kyle.